Now to some of your comments about the program, and today, comments that were posted at NPR.org.
A lot of you wrote with praise for our story about a mural painted by children's illustrator Maurice Sendak. When I spoke with him, he told me it is the only mural he ever painted.
I did not know how to paint a mural. I did not know how to prepare the surface. There was nobody from the Renaissance around who could advise me, and I did the best I could.
And Larry and Nina Chertoff loved it. At the time, they were two lucky kids on whose bedroom wall the mural was painted. That was back in 1961. It turns out Maurice Sendak was a good friend of the family.
Well, our story sent Amy Doyle of Cincinnati to her keyboard to type out this. I heard the story today and couldn't wait to log on and see the mural. Oh, how I wish I'd had this in my bedroom as a child.
Carrie Ferguson of Traverse City, Michigan posted this. What a beautiful story. This is why I listen to NPR. No one else would ever think to report on something like this.
And Dr. Dennis Hollins of Augusta, Georgia writes this. I cannot tell you how much I enjoyed hearing for the very first time the voice of one of my very favorite children's authors. It also filled me with pleasure to hear the two grown children who lived with that mural and their recollections of its creation. He continues, where else does radio deliver such a perfect moment? It reminded me of one of my all-time favorite nights, the night Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind and another.
Thank you for all of your comments. Please keep them coming. You can reach us by posting your thoughts at npr.org, or you can send us an email. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of our homepage.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.